I've got some news for you.
Entertainment news with Gunners and Ali.
Summer is coming. Balance your pool's levels now. Outdoor City Pool Servicing.
It was an explosive night for the music industry yesterday, with the who's who of the music world showing up in LA at the Staples Center for the 64th Grammy Awards. Camila Cabello kicked off proceedings with an epic performance of her Grammy Award-winning song Havana with special guests Young Thug and Ricky Martin. Grammy host Alicia Keys greeted the crowd with some very powerful women, Lady Gaga, Jada Pinkett Smith, Jennifer Lopez, and Michelle Obama, who received a standing ovation when she spoke passionately on how music has moved and shaped her.
From the Motown records I wore out on the South Side to the Who Run the World songs that fueled me through this last decade, music has always helped me tell my story.
The night belonged to the ladies, and especially country singer Kacey Musgraves, who scooped up four awards, including Best Country Solo Performer, Best Country Song, Best Country Album, and the most coveted award of the night, Album of the Year.
Childish Gambino, aka Donald Glover, took out the huge award for Record of the Year with his controversial single, This Is America. Also secured him Song of the Year, Best Rap Sung Performance, and Best Music Video. Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper won Best Pop Duo for Shallow, and Gaga also won Best Pop Performance for her single Joanne. Cardi B was the first solo female artist to ever win Best Rap Album, while Britain's Dua Lipa won Best New Artist.
That's amazing for Cardi B. That is the first solo female artist ever to win the Best Rap Album. She was completely lost for words.
You're right. It was a real female empowerment of the Grammys this year.
I know. It was actually lovely to see. There was also some incredible performances on the night from Shawn Mendes, who sang In My Blood featuring Miley Cyrus. It was epic. Janelle Monáe brought her Lady Tribe with a smooth rendition of Make Me Feel. There was a tribute to Dolly Parton as well, with special guests joining her, including Miley, Katy Perry, Kacey Musgraves, and Maren Morris. Check it out. Jennifer Lopez absolutely sizzled on stage to honour Motown with the help of Motown legend Smokey Robinson and later on Ne-Yo.
Aretha Franklin wasn't forgotten in a moving memoriam performance featuring powerhouse vocals from Fantasia, Andra Day and Yolanda Adams. And Dinah Ross showed everyone she'd still got it, celebrating 75 years.
You're giving me the best.
Years, what a legend. Speaking of legends, Lady Gaga shook the house with an absolutely stellar performance of her Grammy Award-winning single, Shallow. Now, I'm torn between Gaga's performance, Peter, and Alicia Keys as my favourite of the night, but Alicia Keys was playing two pianos at the same time.
Wow, that's just greedy.
Finger. I still see the shadows in my room. Can't take back the love that I gave you. It's unforgettable. Say you'll never ever leave from beside me, 'cause I want you and I need you.
And even though the Grammys was on the weekend, it was Jennifer Aniston's 50th birthday, and the stars showed up for that on Saturday night. I'm talking everyone, Peter. Here's a quick list. Are you ready?
Who was at the birthday bash?
Robert Downey Jr., Diane Keaton, Lisa Kudrow and Courtney Cox, David Arquette, Jason Bateman, Katy Perry, Kate Hudson, Reese Witherspoon, Sandra Bullock, Cindy Crawford, Jimmy Kimmel, Tom Ford, Laura Dern, Barbara Streisand, Gwyneth Paltrow, and her ex-husband Brad Pitt.
Whoa.
And that's just naming a few.
I've got some news for you.
Summer's coming. Avoid the rush. Call Outdoor City Pool Servicing today.
Entertainment news with Gunners and Ali.
91.7 The Wave.